It's Tuesday, April 1st, no fooling, 2025.
And we're going to eliminate FEMA, so we've got a lot to do.
Trump administration plans to dismantle Federal Emergency Management Agency right in the middle of hurricane season. Trump to close coal mine safety offices. Plus, Republican-controlled Congress overturns landmark fee on oil and gas drillers' methane pollution.
All of those stories and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
Democrats say getting rid of FEMA would be abandoning the communities that are in need of help.
Democrats say that? Doesn't logic, reason, and common sense say that, news guy? Or is common sense just a partisan issue now, too? This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, Democrats say air should be clean so we can breathe it. What do Republicans say?
Everyone wants to know.
Uh-huh. What do you got for us today?
Well, first, spring 2025 in the United States is really delivering on weather extremes. Across the Midwest and Southeast over the weekend, another string of severe winter storms and deadly tornadoes killed at least 6 people. The latest round of extreme weather is partly why experts in disaster response are alarmed over Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem's casual comment last week in a cabinet meeting that she is working to eliminate FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency.
And we're going to eliminate FEMA. So we've got a lot to do, but it's all good, and we're working hard, and we're going to make sure that we're continuing to do exactly what you promised.
Oh, yeah, it's all good. We're just going to get rid of FEMA. How's your day going?
The Washington Post reports that the Trump administration plans to halt FEMA's role in disaster recovery by October 1st, the height of hurricane season, pushing the burden onto states. Disaster experts say dismantling or breaking up FEMA would harm hard-hit communities still struggling to recover from past disasters and leave vulnerable areas at risk, particularly Gulf Coast states. As South Dakota governor, Noem received $36 million in FEMA money for a record flooding event last June. The emergency manager of Lincoln County, South Dakota, Harold Timmerman, warned on local news that FEMA funding has been critical to repair roads, bridges, and culverts.
Without the FEMA help, it would have been a strain on everybody involved to recover from that. You know, if the county had to fund all that replacement cost, or there's no way we have at this point in time to fund that. We're running on a limited budget now without trying to raise people's taxes.
What could possibly go wrong?
But there is more than disaster aid at risk. Dismantling FEMA would also imperil the National Flood Insurance Program administered by FEMA. It was set up in the 1960s when the private flood insurance sector failed. Bloomberg News reports that the Trump administration does not appear to have a plan for the flood insurance program. Experts warn that any changes to the program or how it's run could disrupt the lives of millions of homeowners in flood-prone areas, and closing it would have far-reaching effects on the entire financial system because of mortgages tied to the program. In coal country, the Trump administration has also moved to shutter local offices of the Mine Safety and Health Administration, which enforces coal mine safety rules as part of DOJ's cuts targeting federal buildings for closure and sale.
Uh-huh.
Grist reports that coal miners and mine safety advocates are concerned that closing dozens of mine safety offices across Appalachia will reduce the capacity of an agency that has vastly improved mine safety over the past 50 years and will put miners at further risk with no one to turn to.
For years, Donald Trump said how much he loves his coal miners. He loves them so much, he's going to let them die.
The administration's cuts to coal mine safety for workers is billed as cutting costs, but the administration has proposed zero cuts to the $4 billion in annual taxpayer subsidies enjoyed by the fossil fuel industry.
Go figure.
And last week, Donald Trump signed signed a new law repealing the first ever fee for methane pollution. It was passed by the Republican-controlled Congress under the Congressional Review Act, a law that allows Congress to reach back and overturn recent regulations that they don't like. Republicans repealed the federal fee on oil and gas producers who release high levels of methane, a potent climate-warming superpollutant. It had not yet gone into effect. It was a big piece of President Biden's climate policy aimed at reducing U.S. emissions that cause climate change and reducing air pollution. Congressional Republicans canceled that fee, which had been projected to bring in billions of dollars in revenue.
You're welcome, fossil fuel industry. For much more on all of these stories and the ones you couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.